It's Sunday, the 9th of February. Yes, a long lie. Went to bed just after 12 last night. No, I didn't. I went to bed just after 10 last night. And slept for 12 hours. Tired we were. As Yoda would say, tired we were. Oh, absolutely. I didn't think I'd sleep that long, but there you go. I just showed you. So anyway, this morning, I'm just making it in time here for the morning. Overcast, breezy, gusty, raining. Not heavily. Doesn't look very good for today. Not sure long wise. I'm not saying they're not good, of course they're good for you, but I always find that when I have a long lie, especially a 12-hour long lie, is that I tend to be a bit lethargic throughout the day following that. Well, we can consider that the morning's almost gone. I've only got the afternoon and evening left. So it's almost like the body says, oh, hey, what's the point of waking up now? Just stay in your dozy, dopey state. One of those words applies most days. And it's not state. So anyway, let's look around. Yes, everything's just kind of sodden. Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird has done a fantastic job of undoing a good part of the work I did the other day. They are raking all the leaves, wet leaves off the grass. We've got a system, you see, the leaves fall into the borders. The blackbirds dig them all out onto the grass, hunting for goodies. I rake the grass along to the compost bins. The blackbirds start all over again. So actually they're part of the process of getting most of the leaves from the garden into the compost bins. A gardener's friend, or gardener's friends in my case. Well, that's a peace shard, isn't it? That'll be a lazy day today. Yes. I can't even think really what we might do or what's appropriate to do. I'll be guided by the Great One indoors. I'd like to get away a wee joint somewhere, even if it isn't nice weather, particularly nice weather. I go down to Stirling. I'll see. I'll try and steer her towards Stirling. If at all. She may just want a really lazy day. Actually, the way I'm standing here and feeling just now, I could be programmed to do just about anything that wasn't active. I will get out a walk, I know that for sure. I've got to the stage now where if I don't get out one walk in the day, I get quite, I wouldn't say agitated. I definitely feel like I'm missing out on something now. Don't get out, no matter what the weather is. I've had that much wind and rain this winter that nothing fazes me now. It doesn't matter. Just put the gear on and get out. I'm actually beginning to enjoy driving rain. Oh no. Funny though that the garden is, you know, it's sodden, but below that conifer I have, that beautiful conifer I have, it's Wisley Eye. I know it's Wisley Eye. I'm trying to remember, is it Chamois at Paris or no, it's not. But its name is Wisley Eye, after Wisley Gardens. That's about 30 foot tall. And about, I'd say about 6 or 7 feet broad at the bottom. And the ground below that is always bone dry. I'm looking just now at wee Rocky and the Dunnock and the Blackie in there, in the wee shelter spot, and the bulbs coming up. And that ground in there is, on the surface at least, is absolutely bone dry, where everything else is sodden wet. I need to top up the wee bird bath reed. Drinking well. Got a right lazy head this morning. But it's nice just standing here and below the lee of the shed, head of the light rain. I may actually be off again now. I'm just standing here, watching the birds. Wee red pole at the Niger feeder. My God, I swear that those red poles and goldfinches are going to do me out of house and home with Niger seed. Almost empty again. That sounds like the goldfinches have arrived. Can't see them, I can hear them. Can't wait till the summer, till I can open the shed up and sit in a wee deck chair inside and look out and watch all the activity in the garden and admire the garden from my my wee hidey hole, my wee button bin in the garden. Hmm.